भविष्यति परम श्रेयो तातुस्ते नात्र संशयः.
Text 33, Canto 10, Chapter 41, Part 4. Krishna said, "He Priya Rajak," means "Hey, O my dear washerman." He said, "Avayoho Vasamsi Dehi," please give clothes to both of us. Although many of his friends were with him, but he, Krishna, felt shy to ask for everybody. He only asked for him and his brother. Krishna called him Samutanyang. Here the word Anga means my dear. Krishna spoke to him very affectionately. My dear washerman, he said. He said, Samuchitani means what is suitable for me. I don't want so many, only one set, singular. Samuchitani vasamsi, clothes. Dehi, please give me. We can understand what is suitable for the Supreme Lord, but he is saying to the washerman, what you think is suitable for us, the clothes, please give to us. Such as a dhoti, a chadar, whatever you think suitable for is for us, please give. By saying Uchitani, Krishna is showing that I am not forcing you, I am leaving it to you. What you think is suitable. Here, Sukadev Goswami is showing how Krishna is asking so humbly, in a humble way. Arhata means the two of us are deserving. Or we are needy or we're deserving. Bhavishyati param shreyo datuste natra samshaya. Here he's saying, if you grant this charity to us, you will receive the greatest benefit. Here Krishna is telling him that whatever you give to us, if you give to us, we don't have any money, but I will give you thousands and hundreds and thousands of times more benefit. Please do not doubt. Asanshaya means do not doubt. Even though he is a Supreme Lord, he's talking in a very sweet and humble way. He's telling him, you will have param shreyo. Shreyo in this world means wealth, education, health, and after this life, heavens or Vaikuntha. These are called shreyo. The Lord is saying from His Shri Mukh, from His lotus mouth, that if you give me some clothes, there will be big shreya for you. There will be big benefit for you. Perhaps, Perhaps Krishna thought the washerman will doubt that he will give him something in return. So Krishna is saying, Natra Samshaya, do not doubt, I will give you. And adversely, what he means is, hey Datu, hey charitable person, if you do not give me, you will bhavishyati na shreyo na bhavishyati. If you do not give me, in other words, if you do not give me, you will not have, there will not be the greatest benefit for you. Another way of looking at this, the meaning of this verse. Text 34. The Lord did not order him. Sukadeva Goswami says, Sa Yachita, means he is doing Yachana. He is humbly requesting. Bhagavata paripurnena sarvatah. Even though he is Bhagavan, he is Purna. He is Sarvata Purna. He is completely Purna. He is asking, requesting in a very humble way. From any point of view, if you see, the Supreme Lord is Purna. From wealth, strength, fame, etc., he is Purna. The goddess of fortune, she is the servant of his lotus feet. Such a paripurna person, completely opulent person in all six ways, such a person of whose lotus feet is the goddess of fortune is the servant, such a person is practically begging. So at least this washerman should have asked, what you will give me? If he had asked, perhaps Krishna would have said that I will give you this and this. But he did not ask. This washerman, in the next line of this verse, instead of even asking what you will give me in return, or even saying, I cannot give you, I'm sorry, this is the king's clothes, I'm not allowed to give you, my dear son. He could have said something nicely, but instead he spoke in a very arrogant way. He said, have you ever seen such clothes? Aren't you ashamed to ask? You've come from a village, you're a village boy, and you're lusting after the king's clothes? Actually, his kaal had come, his end of his life, the time had come. He was very arrogant. He was very arrogant. Perhaps he was arrogant because he was one of the main servants of the king. But actually, this person's time of death had come. When a sinful person's time of death comes, he starts speaking very bad things, then one should understand that he is about to die. In front of Hiranyakashipu, when Prahlad Maharaj said, my protector is Prahlad Maharaj, my protector is Lord Vishnu, he is the one who is creator of this world, he is the one who is protecting me and you, then Hiranyakashipu became very angry. And Prahlad Maharaj said, actually your real enemy is your mind. You have to be victorious over your mind and do not think the Supreme Lord to be your enemy. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu says, Hiranyakashipu said to Prahlad Maharaj, now I understand. Time of your death has come. He said to Prahlad Maharaj. He could not tolerate the glories of Vishnu, but actually the time of his death had come. And immediately 10 minutes after that, the Lord appeared from the column and he killed Hiranyakashipu. So that washerman started saying these arrogant words to the Lord. Text 35. He said, oh, you impudent boys, you're the type that live in the mountains and forest. Have you ever seen such clothes? And you dare to put on such clothes? Don't you know these are the king's possessions you're asking for? Why he said that? Sukadev Goswami says, Sukadev Goswami says, Sakshepam Rushitam. He was a dusht, he was arrogant. He was very proud because he was Britya, Ragya. He was the personal servant of the king. He was very proud that he was a personal servant of the king. He would wash the personal clothes of the king and his immediate family. Perhaps he was given a special high salary. So already he was very proud of his position. So the Lord humbly requested him, he did not give, and instead he spoke to him very insultingly. Suppose a child is asking for, comes to you and asks for some clothes or something that may belong to the king. If you cannot give, if you do not want to give, you should just say, my dear child, I'm sorry, I cannot give you. These belong to the king. He will get very angry and kill me. And he should have given. He was such a beautiful boy, and hundreds and thousands of citizens were looking at this boy and with such loving glances. He should have at least been nice to him. And the most insulting words he said was, do you know where you come from, forest and mountains, village boy? You've come to the town and now you have developed a desire to wear kingly clothes. What he meant to say is, forest and mountain people, the village boys, they don't wear clothes like this. They just wear some gamcha and they walk around with a stick behind their animals. You're not even ashamed to even ask. How dare you even ask? You have no shame. Such way of talking. Forget the Supreme Lord. Any person would become a little offended. If a child asks for it, he does not deserve such harsh words. He said, now, simple village boy, now you've got your eyes on the king's clothes. You want to take king's possessions? Actually, the real thing was that Krishna did want to take the king's possessions. He wanted to take king's clothes, his kingdom, his life, his everything. Text 36. Fools, if you actually want to live, if you want to stay alive, quickly get out of here. Don't you beg like this if you want to live. If the king's men go and report this to the king, they will immediately kill you and take all your property. Yadi jijis visha, if you desire to live. If the king hears that a boy from Vrindavan came and was lusting after your clothes, before he finds this out, you better run away back to your village and your mountains and forests. How much more harshly could he have spoken to Krishna? This time I'm forgiving you. Would have been better if I had killed you immediately. I'm this time forgiving you. If you ma evam prasna, may you never beg like this again. This time I'm not killing you. And again, if you ask like this, you will be sent to the prison and you will be killed. Take your friends. In front of his Krishna's friend, this washerman insulted Krishna like anything. He said, Badnanti, they'll tie you up. Grinanti, they'll kill you. Lampanti, they'll loot your house and all your possessions. This is what the king's men do to a person like you. Just now the king's police will come and arrest you. As soon as the king finds out, you said this, his men will search you all over. Wherever you hide, they will find you and they'll kill you. Very quickly, get out of here. In this way, he said many more things, which Sukadev Goswami has not spoken here. Evam, Sukadev Goswami said the word evam means like this. In other words, he said many, many other very rude and obnoxious words. And Sukadev Goswami did not want to describe all the words he said, because bad words, bad things, he did not want to go into too much. So he is used here, Balisha Ma Evam. Means like this, he spoke to the child, Krishna. And in text 37, Krishna touched his neck or his head with his fingertips, which acted like a very sharp razor's edge, and immediately, just by the touch of his fingertips, his head Text 37. Shira kayad payat patayat. Shira, his head. Kaya means body. It became separated. Just like it was cut with a very sharp razor's edge. Karagra. He doesn't say that he slapped him very hard and then his head came off. Here, Sukadev Goswami has used the word karagrena, means just the front of his hand. And when his head came off his body, text 38, as soon as his head came off his body, this washerman's assistants, they all became very scared. And they just dropped all the bundles of their clothes and they ran in all directions. They thought that he was going to cut everybody's heads off. So they all ran away very quickly. Sarvato margam means in all directions. They thought if they all ran in one direction, this boy might catch everybody at one time. So they all ran in different directions. So they all ran away. Koshan visidra vai. All bundles of clothes were all scattered here and there. When they threw the clothes and ran away, has many meanings. One commentator on this verse 38, he says, they thought the assistants, they thought if these bundles are very heavy, so they dropped the bundles and they ran away. And the others thought, this boy, he needs clothes, so let's drop the clothes and run away. He needs clothes, so if he gets the clothes, then he'll leave us alone and not catch us and kill us. So another commentary for their dropping these bundles is this. Even their donkeys, they ran away really fast. And the way they jumped up high out of fear, that all the clothes from the back of the donkeys, they also fell here and there. Now, why did the Supreme Lord Krishna kill this washerman? One Srimad Bhagavatam commentary is that Krishna took away, he made Kamsa Rajakheen, means he made him without Rajakheen means without the Rajak. In this, by killing this washerman, one can understand the Lord, he is giving news to the king that now you're about to be killed. And when the clothes were all scattered all over the road, then says in text 38, Jagrihe Achyuta. Achyuta, the Lord Supreme Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna, he took, Jagrihe means took. Vasamsi Jagrihe Achyuta. Lord Krishna, he took the garments. First, he had all the clothes put together. Then he looked through. They were very nicely ironed and stacked together. First of all, Krishna took for himself. So one can ask, why he took himself first, why he did not give to his older brother first, or to his friends. It is said by commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna took some clothes first because he thought he took suitable clothes, that is, yellow garments. He took nice yellow garments for himself because he thought Krishna didn't take more than one set. There were hundreds of clothes lying around, but he only took one set. He does not accumulate. By his pastimes, Krishna teaches us also that we should not unnecessarily accumulate. So, he took a dhoti and a yellow chadar. Perhaps also a jacket that kings wear. And he took blue clothes for his brother. After the two brothers wore these clothes, then they told their Gopa friends, please you choose clothes for yourself. Whatever you like, you choose. And the rest of the clothes remain there. Here it is shown that the Lord is not greedy. Not that he took some for tomorrow, day after, and his friends and this one, that one, and made a big bundle. The Mathura citizens, they still wouldn't dare touch any of the clothes that were lying around that belonged to the king. So, this is Krishna Leela. Krishna wore yellow clothes and Balram blue. Krishna wears yellow clothes because Radharani is very dear to her and she has golden complexion. And Radharani wears blue sari because that's Krishna's complexion. And Balram, he also wears blue clothes because Krishna is very dear to him. That's why he also wears blue clothes. And Krishna wears yellow. Sukadev Goswami says, text 39, Krishna and Sankarshan are wearing the clothes, putting on their clothes at the same time. Vasit Vatma Priya. Atma Priya means whatever clothes, colors are priya, are dear to them, that they're wearing. They wore. And the rest clothes, the gopas wore. They all wore one. And the rest, visarja bhuvikarnichit, on the ground. Several were left thrown away on the ground. Any great personality should not take more than he needs. The Lord is teaching here. There were so many clothes, but he only took, and his friends, only what he needed. He did not even take extra clothes to make pagri or this and that. So now they will go to a tailor. He will take them to the tailor to have them made to his size. My kurta should be like this, my pagri should be like this. He found this tailor was the best. This was called a vayak. Vayak means a weaver. So the person who did not give, this is what happened to him. But actually the Lord is kind even to him, because by killing him, he delivered him. He took him back to Godhead. So even if he did not give to Krishna, or he gave harsh words, Krishna was still most merciful to him. It's a small pastime, but why did Krishna perform this pastime? Any one of Krishna's pastime is there to teach a lesson. Actually, whatever we have in our life, it all belongs to Krishna. It's not that Krishna does not ask us for things. He has asked us also. In Bhagavad Gita, yadasnasi, yadjuhosi. Whatever you eat, whatever you have, there's no one who does not eat every day. But there are some people, not some, mostly, there are some people who are like animals. They just walk up to their food and start munching. You put food in front of the animals, they only know how to start eating. Not that they should fold hands and thank the Lord you have given to us. Eating is okay, but there's a way of eating. First of all, we should offer our food to the Lord. At least we should remember Him. And at least we should remember Him and say that this is given by you, I offer it to you. The thing belongs to the Lord, but we have to offer it to Him and then take it ourselves. It's not that the Lord will take the food and we will starve. It's not like that. Has He ever done like this? No. He makes it prasad and He gives it back to us. And still people don't offer. And they don't offer to the Lord. One man was arguing with me that you guys offer to the Lord because He doesn't eat. It's still there. And I said, your son, your wife, they eat every day, but don't you offer to them? If the Lord actually ate and finished it, not left for us, we would even be offering, we'll be offering Him more. Actually He eats. Roti, dal, rice, chutney, whatever. When we offer to Him, He actually eats. How can you say if the Lord actually starts eating and then we will not offer? You offer, your family eats 4-5 times a day, you still offer to them. I said, perhaps you are the kind of person who will not give to the Lord if He starts eating. When you think He's not eating, still you don't give. If He starts eating, what will you give? And I said to him, from your point of view, He's not eating, and still you're not giving. And the same man said, well, if He doesn't eat, then how can I give? And I said, if He eats, you'll give. He said, yes, I'll give. And now, his own Siddhanta he is cutting. They actually don't want to. In this world, the living entities have to learn. This is what we have to learn. Our food, our mind, our wealth, we have to offer to Krishna. Actually, this is renunciation. What you have to learn renunciation? Tyag. or renunciation is when something belongs to you and you give it away. That is renunciation. But when it doesn't belong to you, where is the question of renunciation? This is not even yours. You will die and go away. This is not ours. Everyone is thinking, this house is mine, this wife is mine, this is mine, that is mine. But everything belongs to the Lord. In this world we have to learn renunciation. We have to renounce ahamta and mamta. Renunciation is the thinking that me and mine, that has to be renounced. This is the Lord's nature is shown in His leelas. Do you think the Lord is short of anything? Do you think he needed the clothes? He is completely purna with all the yogas. He can make anything appear if he wanted to for himself. But he wanted to engage. He wanted to show that everything should be offered to the Lord. Humans, they take more from you and give very little. Not just humans, even the demigods. It is said in the Shastra that the demigods take as big as a bel fruit, which is as big as a grapefruit. They take as much as that, as a big as a bel fruit, and they give as much as a mustard seed. You know how big is the mustard seed? And humans, they take as much as big as the Himalaya mountain and give you as much as a mustard seed. But the Supreme Lord, you can offer Him so little. But the humans and demigods, you give them as much as a mountain or bale fruit, and they give you as much as as big as a mustard seed. What kind of giving back is this? But the Supreme Lord, you can offer Him something as small as a mustard seed, but He will give bigger than the Himalaya mountain back. What did Sudama give to Krishna? Little cheap rice. But the Lord gave him a second Dwarka. Actually, he was so obliged to get that chipped rice for him because he was thinking, Sudama gave with all his energy, whatever he had, everything, total surrender. How can I give him everything? Rukmini Devi held his hand. So he was thinking, this Sudama, he was so poor, he was skinny, shivering, his veins were sticking out, his clothes were not washed and torn for so long. And Krishna made him sit on his asana, his bedstead, where he would sit with Rukmini. He made Sudama sit on this seat. And Krishna was embarrassed to give him anything in front of him in return. So he was shy to give him, and he gave him secretly after he left. Lord was thinking, he's given me so much, what I can give him? I'm so ashamed. I have nothing enough to give him. So he gave after, in a hiding way. So when Sudama was walking home, some devotees have written, in a joking way, Sudama was thinking, I went to see my friend, he didn't give me anything. After all, he is a thief. That was his nature. But actually Sudama was not thinking like that. This is just some devotees saying out of joke. That maybe Sudama was thinking, now he's become a big king. After all, it is his nature to steal. And he didn't give me anything. But actually Sudama was thinking, Krishna is so kind to me that he didn't give me anything, because he knows that by giving me, I will get engaged in sense gratification and I will forgive him. My friend Krishna is so kind. Actually Sudama was thinking like this. So when he reached his home, he was looking for his hut and he could not find it. Then he thought, maybe I have lost my way and went back to Dwarka. But then he looked carefully and he recognized the tree and the yard, etc. And then he thought, maybe some landlord has come while I was gone and taken over my land, my hut, and made a building. Then he saw, where is my wife? Has somebody stolen my wife also? He was thinking. And Sudama was thinking, where is my hut and where is my wife? Where has this king come from? He's made a mansion here in place of my hut. I went all the way to see Krishna. There also he didn't give me anything. And I come back here and now my hut is gone and my wife is gone also. Actually, this is said in Vinod, means this is said by devotees in a joking way, what Sudama could be thinking. But Sudama was simply looking around, and suddenly one very beautiful woman came out of the mansion with an aarti tray, and she looked just like another goddess of fortune. And she was surrounded by many, many servants who also looked like goddesses of fortune. Then she offered him obeisances and she said, I am your wife. Then Sudama just stood there and he cried. He said, in the Bhagavatam it is said, he said, I do not want wealth. I want friendship with my friend, life after life. This is spoken in the Bhagavatam. He said, Like the clouds, they give rain at night when the farmers are sleeping. Often we see when the farmers wake up in the morning, the fields are full of water. And all night it rains. In this way Krishna has given me from behind, he has given me so much. But again and again he said, I do not want wealth, I only want your friendship, life after life. If one goes to beg something to the Lord, if anyone goes to beg something to the Lord feels that he's very blessed that this person has come to beg me. He has approached me and the Lord himself feels very blessed. He feels obliged to this person. And he says himself by his own lotus mouth in the Bhagavad Gita, that all these people are very udar. Means, udar is a person who gives, who is very charitable. So Krishna is calling these four kinds of people, ones who come for jnana, out of misery, out of some want. Krishna calls them all very charitable, because they are coming to me to ask for something. I am so obliged to them. When somebody comes to beg something to the Lord, something material, and when the Supreme Lord fulfills their desire, then this person goes and advertises to everybody, how kind is the Lord, I went to him and I prayed for this and he fulfilled my desire. By that action, that person is making the Lord famous. Krishna thinks that this person is making me famous, this person is glorifying me, and he feels very obliged, he feels that this person is very big-hearted. So Krishna calls his distressed devotees very big-hearted. When somebody goes to beg Krishna for something, he's called udar, big-hearted. And if somebody gives something to Krishna, he is already big-hearted because he is giving to Krishna. One time somebody asked Prabhupada, some people say that the Supreme Lord is complete in himself, then why in Bhagavad Gita he is begging? He is telling us, please give me flower, give me fruit, if you give me water, I'll accept it. Why he's asking like that, if he already has everything? Why is Krishna displaying his want for something? Is there such a precedent that will say, you just give me some leaf and I'll be satisfied? No, they don't want leaf, they want leaf, check, leaf, money. So, but the Lord is pleased simply by a tulsi leaf. Because the Lord knows that some people are so proud that they will never come to Him to ask. That's why He is asking them, please give me a fruit, a water, a leaf, and I will accept it. Because if somebody is too proud to ask Krishna for something, but in his pride he will give. Oh, Lord is asking for fruit, flower, he will give. There are people like this, and this is why Krishna is, even though he is paripurna, he is complete, he is asking that if you give me these simple things, fruit, water, leaf, I will accept. We tell them sometime, please come to the temple, take darshan. They say, we don't have time, just take this money. So we tell them, okay, give. So we take their money and engage in making a temple in Krishna's service. Then we invite them, come and see the temple you made. Then they will come and take darshan. They usually just say, just take this money. And from my side, just say Jai to Lord Sri Krishna and please go away. So we also say, okay, thank you. So by giving, they start to have some relationship with the Lord. So here,